A unique brass arrangement of the Badina Reed from the Orchestral Suite No. 2 of Johann Sebastian Bach, and I played that because it's going to lead us into a performance by a group called the Hogtown Brass with the Muskoka Concert Association. I welcome my special guest today on Bill's Classical Jukebox, Diane Harrop. And it's so nice to meet you, and thank you for coming down from Gravenhurst, right?
Thank you for the invitation. It's nice to meet you.
It's a nice day for a drive, but it's always a nice time to go to Muskoka. And tell me a bit about the history of the Muskoka Concert Association. I know it began in 1947.
Yes, it did. There was a group of people who was very interested in bringing classical music to Muskoka. Cyril Fry was one of the leading members of that group. And so they started off, everybody was a volunteer, and ever since then, everybody has been a volunteer. And I don't think we have the strength we had then because we had a captive audience. We were the only theater in the area. So now there's competition. However, we are still going, and we are still enjoying lots of music, mostly classical, and the people who come love it.
You have risen to the occasion with the competition.
We try.
And there are sort of threefold objectives for the association.
Well, first of all, to present classical music to Gravenhurst and the area in an accessible way and at a price that people can afford. We want to extend the learning and interest to students. And what's our third one? I'm not sure.
Well, you want to get, and you said accessible, and promoting the enjoyment and involving
That's
the
right.
community in every aspect.
Oh, yeah. We have papered the community. We've papered Muskoka with posters and brochures, and we're trying to get the word out.
And you've had a lot of famous names come through your concerts, and I'm looking at a list here. Lois Marshall, Jan Rubisch, Maureen Forrester, Leona Boyd, who I saw recently. She was on one of our harbor cruises with the listeners, and some amazing talents. And this year, no exception, and let's go right to the beginning, which is October 5th with those Hogtown Brass folks. Tell me more about them.
Oh, I have only heard them on video and tape. There's an old word. Anyway, but they sound really good. It's a brass quintet, French horn, tuba, two trumpets, and a trombone. And that happens to be a combination that's near and dear to my heart because I'm in a quintet like that, too. Most of my communication has been with Jay Austin. He's the French horn player. And when I was waiting for the interview, I was flipping through one of your On the Bay magazines, and there's a picture of Ian, the tuba player, from, I think it's called Funktown Brass or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're a fun group. They are pushing the boundaries of classical brass quintet music, and again, they want everybody to enjoy it.
And these are fellas with backgrounds in classical and some in pop and some in jazz, and a great variety on the performance.
Internationally.
So the Gravenhurst Opera House, wonderful location, so intimate, so historic. October 5th, and the concert begins at 7. We'll tell you a little bit later where you can get tickets and get more information. Let's jump to November and the Highlands Chamber Orchestra.
Yes, they are from Halliburton. In the last few years, we have decided to try to include local groups as well. So the Highlands was next on our list, and they are eager to come out and play with us. One thing you probably don't have there is that we try to start every one of our concerts with a local youth performer as well.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. We give them up to 30 minutes to shine on the stage, and they get the benefit of talking to professional musicians and the experience of being on the stage, and everybody enjoys it. The audience loves having
it. And when you're starting out, you got to get over those nerves and the shaky knees and all those things that happen to everybody. And it's a great, great opportunity for them. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's November 9th, Highlands Chamber Orchestra, again at 7 p.m. Christmas concert in December, and you have a wonderful pianist.
Kyung Ali. She is from the Port Sydney area, and moving to Huntsville, I believe, shortly. But she has become a really big name in our area. She's a beautiful pianist. She plays with such a lovely touch. She captivates the audience, and she also educates them as she plays. So,
and she won't mind when people sing carols along.
Because
that's got to be part of a Christmas concert. Absolutely.
She's going to be preceded by a 9-year-old who plays phenomenally. Abby Liang. She is beautiful.
Put that one in your calendar, December 14th. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in the Christmas spirit by then, you will by the end of the concert. Brett Polegato. Now, that's a big star. April 5th, he's coming.
Mm-hmm, with Robert Courtgard, who is a wonderful accompanist. Brett has been on our stage before, and we thoroughly enjoyed having him. We seem to connect well with musicians. They like playing for us, and we enjoy the communication and the interaction with them. It makes them want to come back.
Yeah, well, it is a lovely place to go, and it's a wonderful venue. This one is going to be at Trinity United Church in Gravenhurst.
Yes, it's a more intimate location, and, we just felt that it was the right one for Brett.
Brett Polegato from Juilliard. Also, he studied in Calgary, and he has been studying in Italy and in England. A true star, Brett Polegato, baritone with Robert Courtgard, one of the finest accompanists in all of our land. And then you're wrapping up May the 2nd. Oh, we just got through the whole winter and didn't have one snowflake. May the 2nd, again back at the Gravenhurst Opera House, a group I just love, the Sultans of String.
I can't wait to hear them. They're going to be so good and a great way to wrap up the season.
Yeah. They do a little bit of everything. They play gypsy music, flamenco, and they entertain.
Very much so.
We look forward to them, the Sultans of String, May the 2nd. Diane Harrop is the president of the Muskoka Concert Association. What's the website where people can go to find out more information about any of these and get tickets?
Just Google MuskokaConcertAssociation.com. It'll take you there, and there's a link to the Opera House. The tickets are through the Opera House box office.
All right. Get ready to be entertained, because we have a recording from the Sultans of String. Thank you to Diane Harrop from the Muskoka Concert Association. Look forward to the performances you're going to bring us.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, the Sultans of String. The Sultans of String. What a wonderful sound. They play a blend of flamenco, Celtic reels, gypsy jazz, international rhythms, and they're going to be up in Gravenhurst at the Opera House May the 2nd of 2020, the sort of wrap-up concert of the whole season for the Muskoka Concert Association. My thanks to their president, Diane Harrop, for visiting with us today. And to learn more about all these great concerts that are coming up and that we just chatted about, go to their website, MuskokaConcertAssociation.com. That's www.MuskokaConcertAssociation.com.